Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Dolly Parton joining The Burt Show here in just a couple of seconds. A reminder, we got bonus content for you guys again this week. I'm going to warn you right now, it's past R-rated. There's one segment in there that is R-rated, and you do not want to listen to that with kids in the car. And then Kristen had a really creepy true crime Would You Rather game that we played.
I think it was deep and it was philosophical. We actually learned something. They couldn't be two more opposite segments if you wanted them to be.
I disagree. I think we all learned a lot in the first segment as well.
Okay, yeah, there was that. Let's just say... Well, okay, that's fine. I'm going to give you that.
All right, it's the bonus content, theburtshow.com. So, you know, when you got Dolly Parton right there in front of you, first of all, it's just, you get nervous. You get super nervous.
So, a little behind the scenes, and I don't know if this is included in the beginning of the interview, but Bert and I are sitting there, and, you know, we're doing this via Zoom, and we can't see each other yet, and they're about to pull up Dolly. And Bert goes, Kristen, we're about to talk to Dolly Parton. And I go, oh my God, I know. And she's like, it's me, I'm Dolly. You're talking to me. And I'm like, oh, it's already starting so wonderfully.
You could just throw the professionalism out the window, because when you have Dolly in front of you, it's just like... I feel like she's the country's grandmother.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? And she's just so adorable. It's the most Dolly thing you'll ever hear from Dolly Parton.
Yeah,
right?
She was spectacular. She lived up to every expectation. It's just the authenticity and genuineness just oozes from her pores. When you, like, you're not going to get anybody but her.
You want to be put in a good mood. You want to listen to this. Dolly Parton joining The Burt Show.
In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'm gonna have to earn it.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are.
And I will always love you.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's Dolly Parton.
No, I'm so excited.
Well, it is. Hi there.
Hi.
I swore that I was going to keep it all cool. And then as soon as you came on the screen, now I'm freaking out. Has anybody ever passed out when they met you?
Not that I know of.
Nobody's just broken down in tears or just gotten on their knees or just like really just passed out right in front of you?
Well, I think you're just really giving me a whole lot of stuff I don't deserve, but thank you for that. I didn't know I was all that.
Hey, Dolly, let me introduce myself. I'm Bert Weiss, and this is Kristen Klingshern, and we are just so honored to be talking to you today.
Well, I'm honored to be with you. You know me, I'm out selling something, so I've got a rock and a book. For this time, but I'm proud of both of them, so let's talk about them.
We're going to get to all that. First of all, I want to hit you with the hardest-hitting question first, and then we'll work our way to the easy stuff, okay?
Okay.
Have you ridden all the rides at Dollywood?
No.
Have you?
I don't usually ride the rides because I have a tendency to be motion sickness. Plus, I wear wigs, and I'm afraid something will fly out of here. And so I think... I'm going to just let other people do that. I just build them, and I just let the other people ride them.
Have you ridden one ride at Dollywood?
Yeah, okay. I have. I've ridden some of the safer ones, and especially the river rides. Those are good, but I'm not big on roller coasters and that sort of thing.
That's as hard as it's going to get.
But I am proud of all the rides at Dollywood. I'm proud of Dollywood, and I'm glad you go now and then.
It's a great place.
Miss Dolly, we are so beyond excited to speak to you today. And I, a while back, listened to the podcast Dolly Parton's America and absolutely loved it. I thought you were so open and so vulnerable. And one of the things I took away from it is your diverse audience. And I would love to know the secret sauce to how you appeal to the masses, because it really does seem like everybody loves Dolly.
Well, I just love people. And I guess if you love somebody, they feel it and they love you back. And I don't think I should be crucified or held accountable in some bad way for the fact that I love everybody. Because I always think we're all pieces of God. And I'll just always look for that peace in everybody. And I try to play to that. And I try not to condemn, you know, anything. I just accept. I just care about things and people. And I just try to put as much good stuff out as I can.
I love that. Thank you.
You know, clearly words like iconic are going to be used on you. Legend are going to be used on you. Is there any time at all that Dolly Parton now feels like she has any kind of imposter syndrome at all? And if not now, did you ever have it while you were coming up?
Well, no, I believe it's me. I know it's me, but I'm always really grateful, though. I'm grateful that all the dreams that I had, which I hoped would come true. So I was kind of braced for it in case it got bigger. So the bigger it got, the more I braced myself. Well, here it comes. I think one of the reasons success, you know, never went to my head. It mostly went to my heart because I was always so grateful. This is what I wanted to do, and I've never tried to compete with other people. I just try to compete with myself. I just try to be my best self and outdo my own self from one project to another. So I just look at back. I used to wonder how I would be remembered when I was older if I was successful in the business. And now it's great to be able to sit here and then have people like you and Christian say sweet things. So I must have done something right, but I always thank the people that has helped me along the way. I've had a good team, but yeah, I'm okay with myself. I can handle it.
Yeah, as you should. So they gave us a sneak listen to all 30 songs that are on your Rockstar album, right? So as I'm, you know, getting my makeup on, because I had to get a full beat and a face because I'm talking to Dolly Parton and I know you're going to look impeccable. And I'm listening to each, song, and you are an icon covering iconic rock songs. Were any of those songs, like for instance, when I heard you do Prince Purple Rain, which is a stunning rendition, by the way, were you even intimidated to cover some of these songs?
No, I really was looking forward to it. I was just hoping I could do them really good.
Yeah.
I just hoped that I could sing them. And I'd never done those kind of songs other than to sing around the house or to sing them to myself, like most people who don't sing Purple Rain, Purple Rain. But I thought, well, it's different when you go in to record it. But I love that song. And I thought, well, I hope I can do it. And Kent Wells, who produced the album, he said, oh, you can do it. And, you know, he's really a rock and roll fan and freak. And so he also knew, you know, I said, well, I want to sing this really good. So don't let me stray too far off and just become too much Dolly, you know, back to my country roots and praise it this or that. So, I felt it so much. I just kind of felt like I felt Prince's spirit in the studio with me. And I just kind of played off of that and tried to remember how he was singing it and how he would be if he heard me singing it, if he would like how I was doing it, that kind of thing. But yeah, I just took these songs that I thought that I would be able to sing and that I liked and just hoped that I could execute them properly. And I did on that one, if you like it.
I'm here to tell you right now, that was, I mean, all of them are fantastic, but that one gave me the goosebumps. Like that was really impressive.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that one too. I have to honestly say, as a song, I think that's my favorite cut on the whole album. That one's a good one. I'm glad you like that.
Yeah. Do you now feel like you are worthy to be on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now that you have this rock album?
Well, I feel a lot better about it. Yeah. I felt like I had not earned it. But at least now, for the reasons they said that I was going in, and now that I have a great rock album, I can breathe a little easier feeling like I've earned my keep.
My heart is just so full talking to you. So the album comes out on November 17th, book on October 17th. Do you want to give us a couple of seconds on what the book Behind the Seams, My Life in Rhinestones is all about?
Well, actually, it's a coffee table book, and it chronicles my life from the time I started, from wearing my first little outfits that Mama used to make and next door neighbors or my aunts used to make for me to perform in, all the way up through the whole thing. And I tell stories, and it chronicles all of the clothes and the wigs and the styles that I've gone through all these decades that I've been in the business, and up till the Hollywood movies and the great designers. But it's also, more than anything for me, I'm proud that I had the chance to actually name names and actually give some credit to all these people that have done this through the years, and to remember back things where I was at that time when I was wearing this, and laugh out loud to myself, like, what in the world were you thinking when you wore that? You know, that kind of stuff. So I got such a kick out of putting these pictures together, like all the wigs and the clothes. I thought, oh, my God, was I serious about that? But I was. I was serious. Or you wouldn't wear it if you didn't think it looked good, but you could look back and laugh.
I think I can speak for Kristen here, too. I feel so fortunate and humbled to be able to talk to you today. Thank you much for your time. Look, you got big old fans here for sure, so thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad you're liking the album. I hope it does good, and if not, I'm going to always enjoy it, having all those great artists. I never listen to my music. Usually, I never listen back to my albums after I'm finished, but this one I will listen to now and then, just to hear some of these great artists that we have on it.
No doubt.
Thank you for your music, and just thank you for your kindness, and thank you for your altruism, and just being you, Dolly.
Well, that's all I know how to be. I'll be
right.
You have a fantastic day.
You be you, and I'll be me. Okay.
There you go.
Let me remind everybody again, the album Rockstar comes out on November 17th, and the book Behind the Seams, My Life in Rhinestones, October 17th. Dolly Parton, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
There are very few people, and we've been doing this for a while, I get nervous to talk to. She was one of them.
Every person I told that we were going to talk to Dolly Parton, they were like, no way. And then when I told them about it, they were like, whoa, was she like... More people freaked out about us talking to Dolly Parton than I think any other person we've ever talked about.
In studio, can I come in?
No, you can't. Leave us alone.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.